This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Right now, though, we are joined in studio. Barb Roos is joined with us. Back with us. Now, you said the last time you were in was right before the pandemic.
I know, which was like, I don't know, 300-400 years ago.
Another pandemic's not going to follow your appearance this time, is it?
You know what? We're going to see what we can do. All right. I'm not exactly sure. I feel like I can't accept full responsibility for that, gentlemen. But
have you worked in any Chinese labs in Wuhan?
You know what? We're not talking about that.
Okay. That's a government work. We're not even going to mention
that. We're not talking about that at all.
Well, you have been hard at work, though.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You have been hard at work at a brand new Bible study that you've written. A breakthrough Bible study to celebrate God's amazing grace and unconditional love. This is exciting.
Thank you. There was a project that my publisher asked me to write during the pandemic, and it was inspired actually by just my childhood growing up in the church and having to just sort through what I learned in church from how people acted and behaviors versus who God really was. And so the Bible study is really about stopping and going, who is God really? What is grace really about? And how do we untangle that from our drive to follow rules?
Why do we struggle so much with understanding that how much God loves us and his grace?
The general, for me, it was this thought that because God sent Jesus to die for me, it was this idea that I go, well, I want to make God happy. He did this big, huge, great thing for me. And in our culture, that's the approach. We don't like to receive from people. We say things like it's better to give than to receive. And when we have that posture, it leads us to this idea that God's expecting us to do things. And the whole point of the gospel is that God gave his son. And when we get that twisted, Paul actually, the Bible study breakthrough is based on the book of Galatians. And Paul says, you've twisted the truth, meaning you're trying to earn your salvation when the scriptures are clear that it is God who loves us. He loved us before we ever knew him. He loved us without us ever doing anything. And that's what we've got to hold on to.
And that puts kind of in a spiritual bondage, doesn't it?
It does. Because we end up creating these spiritual rules for ourselves. I grew up in the church. And so we when people come in, we tell them how they should sit, how they should sing, when they should clap, what they should do, and create this long list in the Bible study. I call it the to-dos, the do-mores, and the do-betters. And when we have that list that we to do, that we have to read our Bible a certain number of times a week, that we have to go to church a certain number of times a week, do more, that we've got to, in order to be a good Christian, there's this long list, and then do better. When we mess up, we've got to fix ourselves. Yes, there is a place for sanctification, but that isn't until we understand justification, which is that God sent Jesus to rescue us. We didn't earn it. We can't achieve it. It's something we have to receive. And once we know how to receive that, that's when we discover how to let the Spirit work in our lives.
So you talk about in the study, six principles to help us gain that freedom that God wants us to have. What are those principles?
So those freedom principles were inspired by the principle of the book of Galatians. And so number one is that the gospel is based on God's perfect promises, not our performance. And this is something that Paul talks about over and over again to the Galatian believers, who are a lot like us. They believe that it was the rules who would set them like, no, it is the gospel. Number two is that a relationship with God means that we receive from him rather than follow the rules. Number three, and this is one of my favorites, especially if you've been struggling out there with church hurt, it's that your freedom in Christ cannot be shaken or taken away from anyone who chooses not to live like Christ. Gentlemen, we have all been around Christian people, and Christian people, including ourselves, we don't always manage ourselves well. And it's where we recognize that we can still be free even when somebody acts funky. Number four is that freedom in Christ, this is the definition, is living free from fear and full alive in God's joy and purpose. Number five, spiritual breakthrough. There's all kinds of ways that people define it, and in a lot of ways people define it's weird. It's not a term that's in the Bible, but when I was looking at Paul's writing to the Galatians, this is how I defined it. It's an aha moment when we recognize that God is at work within us. We receive what he's doing and we respond to it. So it is recognizing, receiving, and responding. And then for women who Bible study, that's mainly my audience, the last thing to remember is that you are God's beautiful, lovable, capable daughter, that you are confident in Christ and worthy of God's best.
Now, it is a Bible study, so how is the book set up formatically?
I love writing Bible studies. My joy in life is teaching women how to live beautifully strong and courageous. And I write in-depth Bible studies. So this is a six-week Bible study. If you've done a Beth Moore Bible study out there, that's the format that I write. And so it's 6 days a week. It's 5 days a study for each week. And in addition, because I love it when people get together to study, my publisher and I collaborate on teaching DVDs. So there are DVDs and a leader guide so that I can walk along the study with you.
Very cool. So you get everything.
Get everything. Yes, all that.
Audio, we got visual. We got everything.
It's a bag of chips and a brownie and a Coke.
Brownie and a Coke.
Yeah, right?
They go together.
Now, do you think, you mentioned that you wrote this primarily for women, and obviously this can touch a lot of people, but I'm just thinking about, because of some of the way societal expectations get put on women, do you think this is a particular issue where, because women, a lot of times it's your appearance, your performance, I mean, this might touch them in a different or special way over men?
You know what? If God's word is God's word. I mean, Paul was writing to the Galatian believers, and so I believe that it was as the Spirit led him to write, that there's certain things that men and women is going to hit a little different. For women, part of the inspiration for me was I grew up in the Black Baptist Church, and my grandmother and her friends, they wore these aerodynamically amazing hats, and these hats, they had the feathers, and they had the boas and the things, and I remember part of the tension for me growing up was that we were led to believe that for good reasons, but we were led to believe that you had to look a certain way to come to church. And I have childhood memories of families, of mothers, of fathers who felt guilty about coming to church because they couldn't look a certain way. And so from that standpoint, the Bible study does bring freedom, especially if there's some baggage in the past or some anxiety that God didn't accept you because of whatever reason. There's a quick story I love sharing. It's in the Bible study. About a year ago, year and a half ago, I met a sweet young woman at a conference. She had just come out of rehab. She finally was free from heroin addiction and she got saved. And while I was writing the Bible study, about 9 months later, she called me and she said, "Barb, I feel like a bad Christian." I said, "Why?" And she said, "You know what? I don't always remember to read my Bible." She said, "Sometimes I don't want to go to church. I still smoke." She said, "I see Christians around me and they seem to be doing everything right. I feel like a bad Christian." And in that moment I prayed and I just said, "Lord, what do I say to her?" And I really felt the Holy Spirit give me this response. And this is what I said to her. And this is what I'm saying to those of you who are out there right now who've just been struggling. And this is what I said. You can't mess up God's love for you. There are a lot of baggage. There's a lot of anxiety. There is a lot of things that we carry around in our relationship with God. But the pure truth is this, that you can't mess up God's love for you.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.